So is Mumford hiring Axel Foley to be their offensive coordinator?
Or will he dress up as Axel Foley and just walk around another school? Okay. We're going to talk some Lions, but did the Mumford coach come out and say how they could learn? David, could you play that clip one more time, please?
So the problem was when he was in Michigan, if he would have given 100% of just staying where he was as opposed to going on sidelines or having people go for him to other venues, yes, because he's a savant sign stealer, even without the big bullcrap that he did.
Okay, let me just help you out. You cheated, and you're really coming out saying, well, he could teach these guys what, how to cheat? How to skirt the rules?
The lingo
how to
of
write
the college
a 650
player.
Page manifesto?
He says the lingo of the college player. You can learn how they operate.
This is Mumford. Come on. You can do better than this. You really can. I mean, David, it was so ridiculous. And I told you about this weeks ago. It was so ridiculous that David, some people told me about this, that he's like the DC of Mumford. I don't believe it, because why would you touch this man right now? But it was true. Reports start coming out today. I think the news had it. I'm like, are you serious?
And that's why he did it. It's because he's in the news. Mumford's in the news. He's getting interviewed. That's why.
But Mumford's no good. Like,
I agree. You're right. But they're no good, and we're talking about them.
Look, I get it. This isn't DPS radio. But I will say this. I did contact a couple of coaches in DPS. Yeah. They're like...
Are there any high school rules about this?
About stealing signs?
Well, we know you can steal signs anywhere. You just can't.
I do don't it know
the way he did it.
Right.
I don't know, but all I know is one coach pretty much said if he catches somebody in some spyglasses, what he would do to him.
Yeah. I really hope that was someone on a certain school.
So he pretty much said that he would slap the stuffing out of somebody in some spyglasses.
Yes. Let's
fill in the blanks.
Believe me. Look. He cheated, they cheated, whatever word you want to use, yes. But every school has sign stealers. They just didn't go over the edge and do stupid crap with it.
They don't send someone ahead of time to Ohio State games and Penn State games.
You had a budget. You're flying and going to other games. You are across the sideline and you're recording this. So do not inundate David with a bunch of text messages.
Right.
Well, everybody steals signals. Yes. So long as you have a TV set, I can go back and rewatch the game. That's it.
Right.
It ends right there. Hey, newsflash. Don't know if most of you know, but it used to be that teams would just give each other, you know what? Here's some
trade
of the
tapes.
Video. Yeah, they would exchange tapes. And it's like, you know what? Rather than go through all of this, here's tapes on us. You give us some tapes on you, and we'll figure it out. Because Lord knows there aren't any new plays.
No.
But when you go through all of that and you go above and beyond and you have your own budget and your own resources and you're a grad assistant and your offices and defensive and head coach are listening to you on the sideline, most graduate assistants are there to be seen and not heard. Not this guy. They're looking at him and they're like, Connor, which play are we running? All right, run that play that Connor just said. So, wow. It was so ridiculous. I did not believe it when I first heard it, only to come to find out that is true. Okay, I'm done. We'll move on. Good for you. Go fighting Axel Foley's.
It's gamesmanship. If it wasn't Michigan, nobody would care. That's from Zach.
Yeah, they would care.
You know what? See,
They would care.
See, David, you knew what you was doing. David just basically pulled a pin, threw the grenade, and walked out the room.
Right.
This is where you always got. Zach would be livid if it were the Buckeyes. He would be shut the program. Remember.
The gold pants.
This is a fan base that wanted Ohio State shut down over tattoos and gold pants. The tattoos, even if you got wings on your back, didn't make you run faster. There was no advantage in the game. But you wanted that team, you right. wanted that program shut down. But this, well, if it was, it's okay to say, yeah, I'll even help you because I know it's hard to say we cheated. We pushed the rules and pushed the boundaries further than we should have gone. There you go. There's the PC yes. way of saying
right.
we cheated because I know you can't form the words, we cheated.
Well, I'm a Michigan fan and I can form the words, we cheated. They did.
Yeah, we cheated.
Yes.
We did. Yeah, you're right.
They did.
And you know what? You won. You did. And to some of you, you won't care. You're going to wear your hats. You're going to wear your T-shirts. You can't expect the world to respect you.
No.
But don't worry about us.
I don't care.
Worry about your guys. Worry about your people.
Right.
And, you know, do your thing.
Right.
But don't sit here and ask for validation from everybody else. Because everybody else is going to be, no, you don't get that. You don't. That's not how it works. So, but Mumford, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Just.
Didn't Jemele Hill go to Mumford?
She did. She did.
Maybe she's funding Connor Stallions. Just kidding. I love Jemele.
You know what's what?
Go to a call.
I want to find out what happens when she finds out. See, I should almost. I don't think she's found out yet.
Oh, it's coming.
But the second she finds out on Twitter, she's going to have something. All right, Crandall, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, I'd like to comment. You know, Mr. Stallions made a mistake, and you all are acting like in your whole lives you've been perfect and you've never done anything wrong.
No. I have.
Cheating. Wait a second. And cheating, are you surprised there's cheating in football?
No.
Crandall.
Come on now. No, what you are trying to do is blame everything on this young man. You're trying to destroy his life. I don't even know him.
Crandall.
Okay. But you're trying to destroy this man's
Crandall,
life. Give me on the radio.
Crandall, we can have a conversation.
People.
Do you want to have a conversation or not? Okay.
No, we can have a conversation. It's just that it just makes me sick to hear you judgment on you, especially. You're always saying, oh my God, he did this. Listen, you're not perfect.
Crandall, running a red light is making a mistake. Running a series of red lights while you're driving 100 miles an hour, that's a little bit more than a mistake. He didn't do something one time. Crandall. He didn't make a mistake.
I understand what you're saying, okay? Yeah. But he made a mistake in his life, in his coaching life, okay?
And he's not a coach. Crandall, you know what happens in the real world when you make a mistake? You pay for your mistakes.
And he has. He's coaching at Mumford. He's paying for his mistake.
But he's not a coach. He was never a coach at Michigan. Yeah. Never.
I didn't say he was.
You just said he was a coach. You just said that.
I said he was coaching at Mumford. He's paying for his mistake because he's a coach at Mumford.
You're saying that's like going to prison, going to Mumford.
Yes. Crandall may win on
no,
that.
No, I'm saying that it's a big step back from where he was at.
Yeah, but no, look, Crandall, nobody's saying that Connor Stallions should not work again. It's just peculiar.
Well, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
And you know what? The way that you're so judgmental at your show, I usually try not to listen to it, but you'd only entertain the show around so I can get mad.
Thank you.
I'm in the middle of the day.
Hey, Crandall, there's nothing better than hate listening sometimes. Well, go ahead.
Right. But you guys have always done this when somebody makes a mistake. You know these people have families. They've already been embarrassed enough.
Yeah, he's going to have his own. Crandall.
All right, Crandall, we're against it, but I appreciate the phone call.
And then watch his
neck. You know when the embarrassment comes? The embarrassment comes when you wrote a 650-page paper. Okay? That's embarrassing.
Yeah, his own manifesto. He's a glorified fanboy.
A mistake is when you run a red light. But if you go on cops are chasing you and you're doing 100 miles an hour, that's a little bit more than a mistake. Okay? Wow. You know what? We'll take your phone calls and ticket texts next. We'll get to the Lions. 97.1.